Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Mem. Picking up on the Lamed Tesav Beis, but about the Beis, but the Mishnah, about the Mishnah. Zok Tei Lega Mishnah. Hashochet l'shem harim, l'shem gvos, l'shem yamim, l'fein shleim l'harus. Shem midbaros shchita psula. Someone goes and shachs for the mountains, for the hills, for the seas, for the rivers, for the desert. The shchita is psula. Right? Well, we have over years that he seems to say that he's doing for the Avodah Zarah, so therefore it's going to be Aser to eat, says the beep, turn the page. Mishnah continues, Shnayim ochsim b'sakin v'shochtin. Let's say you have two people holding one knife in their shechting. Rashi says, Zeh b'rosho v'zeh b'kito. This one's holding the handle's holding the blade. Echad l'shem echad mikol elu v'echad l'shem dover kasher. One of them has a mind for one of those things you said before, the mountains, rivers, the hills, all that kind of stuff. The other one's doing it for the right reasons. Then Rashi says shchita stam. Then what's going to be the den? It's going to be the shchita san is psula. It is no good, even though the one who only one of them that had the wrong intent is still going to be no good and can't be eaten. Says the Gemara, psula in zivchei mesim lo. It's considered psula, but not zivchei mesim. Nafkamina, Rashi says zivchei mesim is lesser bahana. That'd be also bahana as well. So it's only one. Ramini, what do you mean? But it seems to be a brisa that says that they're not like this. Hashochet l'shem harim, l'shem gavos, l'shem naros, l'shem midbaros, l'shem chan mavonos. Some of this for the sun and the moon, l'shem kachav mazalos, for the stars and the constellations, will show Michael Asar Gadol, for Michael the great Sar. Rashi says that's the Kolam L'shem Gadol for Michael Abrios, or the smallest of all, which is an excellent L'shem Shilshul Katan, which is a tiny little worm. Rashi says to last. Harelu Zivchei Mesim. These are Zivchei Mesim. So what do we see over here? The Mishnah doesn't consider it, if you're doing it for the mountains and the hills, rivers, etc., to be Zivchei Mesim. The Gemara says it is. Rabbi Lokasha. Ha da Amar Lahar. The case of the Mishnah is talking about what he said it about a mountain or a hill, a river, or a desert, which is something which is fixed to the ground. Rashi says, Har Enu Nas is Avodah Zarah. You can't make a mountain to Avodah Zarah. Duchsev Eloheim Alaharim Vlaharim Eloheim. Their gods on the mountains, not the mountains which are their gods. Mesachas Avodah Zarah, the family of base. Hilkach Lishman Lo Mikre. Zivchei Mesim, Umi Apsula Melechel, Bisham the Damia, Beshitas Ovi Chavos Chum. It's also E because it's like Chavos Chum, but it's not going to be Zivchei Mesim. It's going to be Noah. So Mechafal Baruch the Dan the Kaman, Hashochel Shem Nidav and Nidav Shchitas Apsula Bisham the Damia the Shochet Kachem Bechutz. Says Gemara, Hala Damer Lahar and Hala Damer Legada Dehar. What does that mean? Says Rashi, La Malach Mamuna Malahar. It's for the Malach that rules over. This is the guardian of this particular mountain. That is going to be where there's a problem. Digan Amik, you can also learn that from the actual laws from the Baisa. The Gedani Dumi de Michal Sar Gadol. Similar to Michal Sar Gadol, Rashi says, Dalom Achabu. She says, Machabu. Shma Amina. That's the difference. That's Gemara of Huna. Let's say someone else's animal is lying in front of Avodah Zarah. As soon as one simen is shechted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be aser for hana'a. Savar la ki ha da amar ula amar v'yochan hozik amar v'yochanan. That afal pisha amru hamishtacha v'le behemas chaver lo aser, even though the Chum said that someone who bows down to the animal of someone else, it doesn't do anything, right? If you worship your own animal, okay, it can be also be used as a carbon. But if you worship someone else's animal, then it's totally fine. You could be brought as a carbon. You didn't do anything. Rashi says, I feel him as beach, mishum nevan. Asaba maisa asa. But if he didn't act with it, okay, then we have a sin, then we have a problem. Then he's going to aser it even for, you know, regular use. Let's say someone shechs achatos on Shabbos outside of Mizbe, outside of Mizamigdash, for Avodah Zarah, chayv shosh chatos. It's going to be chayv three chatos. He shechted animal on Shabbos, that's one. Number two is that he shechted a kadosh animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, he shechted an animal for Avodah Zarah. Right, so this is, if you do b'shogeg, any of these things, then one's got to bring a separate chatos for each one. Now, how does this statement go against Rufuna? If you say once you shecht one simon, then it's considered that it's already aser for ana, then ashchut echutz lechayv. It shouldn't be chayv for shchut echutz. Shechting it outside of the Mizbeah, Beis HaMikdash. Beep, turn the page. Memo Beis, Mechatech Ba'afahu. Because whatever he cuts beyond that first simen is like cutting through dirt. He didn't really do anything there. Rashi explains over here, you know why? Mechatech Ba'afahu, the Kim and the Nasa Mishom Avodas Kochavim, since it's already Aser outside of Zara, therefore Paka Shem Kachem Mina, the shame of Kachem is taken off of Nasis Shel Avodas Kochavim, it became like Avodas Zara, Afra Ba'alma, it's just dirt on the ground. Vesu, lo mechayev alem, mishum shchut chutzen, not chayev shchut chutzen anymore. And for the Gemara, Amarafa, hacha bechatos ha'ofiskin, and then we're talking about a chatos ha'of, a bird chatos. And the Bais, you know, it says, before it says, chatos, it's talking about a chatos ha'of. Why? What does that matter? The kula ba'ad ha'adadigas, in which case all of them, the avodah zarah, the chiyuv of sitting outside, and going on Shabbos, all come into effect at the same time. Since after doing one simon, everything's happening exactly the same time. Mechti, let's see. Rav Huna command Amr l'shmaite ke'ula. And according with whom did Rav Huna say his din? Ke'ula, he's saying like Ula. V'ula, he's saying like Ula, where we saw earlier, Rav Huna, he backed up his din by pointing to its, how it goes with the din of Ula. So we say, V'ula ma'isa koldu kaman. Ula said that even a minimal act is good enough to make an animal going to be usser. And therefore, if Papa's explanation that the bison refers to a bird, chatas doesn't really help us anymore. Rashi says, V'ula ma'isa koldu kaman. Kimadam Rav Huna simen echad v'asmechol milsei adu'ula shmin and Rav Huna adu'ula ma'isa koldu kaman. Daha simen Echad b'shchita avos kochavim lav gemar maisehu hilkach al korch simen echad de Rav Huna lav dafka de hu adin lechet simen v'afilu mukmas la bechatas of havitiyufta miki shachit b'porta pakashem kachemina. As soon as you do even a tiny bit of the shchita, not even a whole simen, it already is no longer considered that it's going to be a carbon. And v'chiyav shchita schutz. Let's say ad gemar simen and the chutz only at the end of it, the chitach afer afum, and he's just cutting dirt, so it shouldn't be chayv anything. Ella baomer bigmar zvichu ovda. Rather, so what are we talking about here? Ella baomer bigmar zvichu ovda. The brisa might refer even to an animal of animal chatas. But talking about the shochet, when shechting it, explicitly said he wants to avodah zarah only at the end of the shechita, that for an animal doesn't become avodah zarah until the very end, at which point all three things are happening simultaneously. Says Gemara Yehachi, if it's really true that the Bais is talking about the case where the shechita happens, where he says that he doesn't want it to happen until the very end, Ma'iri Chatos Lishmein on Zevach. Why does the Bais say specifically Chatos? Let it say a Zevach without saying which type it is. Why does he have to say that out? So the Gemara therefore not accept this answer. And and goes back to let's figure this out. Another answer. I don't remember such a Mr. Papa. Chachamayiskin, what are we dealing with? Kegon Chahayu, Chatzi Karnapogum. We're dealing with a bird chatas, like we thought originally. In the case where half of the windpipe is already deficient. And the host of love, Kosu Gemara. We just had to do a tiny amount in order to finish it off. The Kulabad, the Kassian. So now we have the Vodazaris with the tiny little amount, and then the Shchit is a tiny little amount. Shabbos, tiny amount, and then the same time. And therefore, the Bryce isn't contradicting. Rapapa ilav the Amar of Huna Simen Echad. If it wasn't for the fact that Huna mentioned one pipe, and that it's like seems to be talking about the small, tiny little amount, Levi Chatas Tiyufta. Then the Bryce mentioned Chatas would not have had a kasha, right? And he wouldn't have to come to explain that the Bryce is talking about a bird Chatas, his windpipe is half severed before the script started. My Maisa Maisa Rabba. Because we would have said that what does Ula Rav Huna mean by a ma'isa, by an act? It means a significant and complete one, like finishing off shchita. V'omer Rav Papa, he laughed on Rav Huna behemas chavero. If it's not for the Rav Huna mentioning someone else's animal, right? If Rav Huna would have spoken about one shechting his own animal, then lo hayav chatas tiyufte. The mention of the chatas would not have had a kasha, right? He wouldn't have had to come to explain that the price is talking about a chatas of oaf whose windpipe is half severed before it started. My time of why? The day Matzi Asar, the Chavre lo Matzi Asar, because Rav Huna speaks about making an Asar through this act would have meant only that he could do it, his own animal can become Asar with a small little act. But he's not able to do it to someone else's without doing something which is like a big chashav act. Right? She says, Vahai chattas dokanim. No, sorry. Chavre lo Matzi Asar, Vahai chattas dokanim. Lahachi tana chattas dokanim. He. The ilu shlamim didei ninu mitzvah by ma'aseh koldu, even a tiny little amount. Says so more pshita, obviously. Obviously, this brisa who says like chatas is assuming that we had to do this a case which is the carbon is not his. It's not a question of who. If he speaks only about one who's doing it to his only animal, right? No, ma'alatema. You would have thought given the kani le lekapara kididei daimer, since the owner. Its owner has, owns it in reference to a kapara. It's like it's his in reference to the ability to go ahead and to answer it as well. Kamash Mila, and therefore it comes to teach you that that's not the case. But in reference to making an answer, it's not considered like it's his. Right? Even though the quote-unquote owner of a chattas doesn't receive any part of it, it does, he's going to be it's a mechaper on him. And one may have thought that this makes him sufficiently his to make it aser. Yo. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here, I think. Yeah, we'll stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.